the start of the game was terrible. You know, we had coming out here on holidays, there was one team on the court playing to win and it wasn't us. You know, they go out to a 10-zip lead. You know, the bench came on and did an outstanding job, I thought, and then probably 3 minutes before the half, you know, we didn't play with any composure at all, so I wanted to get out to 15, 17 points. Start of the fourth, I thought that team on the court was playing their hearts out and playing the right way, and that's how the Wildcats play. Play hard, play intensity up, sharing the ball, and, you know, 3 minutes in the game, it's a one-possession game, so disappointing that we can't seem to put four quarters together.
Yeah, Sean, that's been a pretty common theme throughout. I mean, when you guys have moved the ball and when you put some great play together, I mean, you look pretty much invincible, but there's been a lot of times where it's sort of dropped off. Can you put your finger on why that is? Is it still sort of just the fact that the group's, you guys have been together a lot of time, you have a few new pieces that have been added to the puzzle?
I think we're just not playing the right way. I think it's the intensity. You know, we get a lot of stuff from our defense. We came out, gave them some soft points to start the game, and then, you know, just took some probably bad shots to start the game as well, and then you find yourself down 10-0 and you're on your back foot the rest of the game. So we've got to get off to some great starts and just keep that intensity for four quarters. It's just finding that consistency. I can't pinpoint why it is, but there's different ways that we're playing the game different ways. We came out against New Zealand last week in the second half, played great first half. Second half, we were tentative again on both sides of the ball. So we got to get stuff from our defense to get our offense going.
Trey had another game tonight, going after his 20-point performance and not missing last weekend. You know, he seems to have, from last year, only getting big minutes here and there, sort of becoming a really important member of the rotation. How do you like his game tonight, his development over the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, he's got a great attitude. You know, he works at it non-stop, and, you know, he's playing behind Damo and Beal. So, you know, when they're going, obviously he has to sit back and wait his turn. And, you know, it's been pleasing the last couple of games. He's been aggressive, and, you know, tonight was a good performance, and getting that consistency. He's no longer a rookie. He's been under, you know, 30, 40-odd games now, so starting to get that consistency that we hope for.
More on a positive note, Bill 300th game for this club, and it puts you tonight, which in fairly rarefied atmosphere, obviously. Just you know, a quick reflection on your time at Perth and what it's meant to you to be a Perth Wildcat.
It's been a great ride for 10 years. There's been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of changes. This club is something special, and I think you know, the respect that they have around the league, in the country, and, you know, in New Zealand as well, and just the feel around the club is just an awesome organization to be a part of, and I guess to have some longevity at a club like that probably makes it even more special. You know, I've had a lot of great teammates and coaches and a lot of people that have been a part of this. And I think that's, you know, it's a credit to the support that that I've had over the years to be able to stay at a club like this for that, and to, you know, continue to play the game that I love.
Yeah,